I think it would be a very close result, and I think we are likely to just win it. The last time there were polls that indicated that the Yes would win it, similarly to the polls now, but this time around there are two polls saying that the Yes will win it, and there are several polls saying that the No vote is ahead. So it depends who you choose to believe. So I think it will be very close. And based on my experience going around the Dublin area and outside and around the country, I think we will win it.
There has been a change in the public opinion in Ireland from the last referendum. What do you think was the contributing factor?
People have been fear has been put into people about employment. There is a deep recession here, and people are being warned that unless they vote yes, there will be an even deeper recession. They will lose their jobs. We have had representatives of the EU come here and say there must be a yes or there will be consequences. So everybody is trying to strike fear into the voters here. In actual fact, the reverse of their argument is the case. The rules of the EU and Lisbon are deflationary. They are forcing a reduction in public spending, and this will contribute to a rise in unemployment.
Did the media give equal support to the ones who are pro-Lisbon Treaty and the ones who are against it?
Oh, absolutely not. The Irish media was completely biased to the yes side. All of the rules of fair balance, even the legal rules of coverage for public sector broadcasting, were thrown out the window. We had big business. We had Ryanair putting nearly €500,000 into a yes campaign. And these are the people who ferry around passengers like cattle, who have no respect for anybody except their own pockets. They're saying that this referendum will benefit people in Ireland. But the only people who will benefit in Ireland are the bosses of Ryanair. So there has been a huge media campaign for the yes side. There have been state funds spent on it. There have been EU funds spent on it. We have had full-time employees of the Commission come here supposedly to explain the treaty when actually they're canvassing for it, they're campaigning for it. So all of the rules have been torn up on this.
You in Ireland at least had a referendum twice about the Lisbon Treaty. What is your opinion about the European countries where the referendum wasn't even held?
Well, I think it's a denial of democracy for these people. In some countries, there is no legal provision for a referendum. But in many countries, there is significant popular opposition based on opinion polls for the Lisbon Treaty. And indeed, the Internal Market Commissioner, Charlie McCreevy, said publicly earlier this year that if a referendum was held on the question of the Lisbon Treaty, in 95% of European countries there would be a no, and that the leaders of the European countries and the European Union were aware of this. So it's an anti-democratic treaty being brought in by anti-democratic means.